Rambam, who seems to tell us that the if you're going to choose what is the quintessential keli in the Mishkan, what is it going to be? The Aron. Without an Aron, you're missing the Mishkan. You have a Mishkan. You have everything, but you're missing something. You're missing something. It's not something. You're missing an integral part of the Mishkan. Okay. There is a pasuk in Chagi, Perek Beis, pasuk Tes, famous pasuk. Godol yieh kved habayis hazeh ha'achrein min harishon. The second Beis HaMikdash is going to be greater than the first Beis HaMikdash. Now, there is an opinion that it means the last Beis HaMikdash. But the Pashur Shat is, it means the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, how is it greater? We'll see soon. Amar Hashem Tzvokos. And then a good thing. So Rashi says, the Gemara brings a Gemara. Machlaikis of Rav and Shmuel. How was it bigger? Either it was taller, or it lasted 10 more years. So it was greater. Godel yia bayis azeh min harishon. Ha'achen min harishon. Fact, the Rebbe HaKasher, it's Havel's Kasher. Everybody has a question. How could it be bigger, according to the Ramban? You're missing the most important part of the Mishkan. There is no Arayin. The Arayin is not there. And you're going to tell me that what? That this bias is great because it's taller, you know, big thing. So the nekuda that the Rebbe says is that this Rambam that stresses Evan Hoyu Bekedish Hakadoshim and puts the Oren over there. The reason that he does this is to teach us, and that it was hidden, is to teach us that when Shlomo HaMelech came to build the Mishkan, he wanted an eternal Mishkan. He built a Mishkan that was eternal. A Mishkan that never, ever has been totally destroyed. And never, ever been totally destroyed. And in order to do that, he says, the Rambam, and that's what bothered the Rambam. Because if you don't say that the Mishkan is eternal, then Well, then how do you make, what's the second Beis HaMikdash they compare to the first Beis HaMikdash? Nothing. So what did he do? He took the most important keli in the Beis HaMikdash and he built part of the Beis HaMikdash, a place to hide that keli. That keli, that Aron should be there forever. Means the Aron never left the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, what we see is today, what you see is unfortunately whatever it's called there. But that's not what's there. What's there is deep down, there is the Oren. And that Oren is part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. And that structure exists today as it did in the time when they built the Beis HaMikdash. The next step that it takes us is that the connection of the Oren in a hidden state is a deeper connection even than in a revealed state. Now it's, where is the Oren of the person, like a reference in the AMM, is deep inside the person. So the hidden Oren connects to the hidden state of the person. And therefore, ultimately, that's really the greatest connection that exists. Is there in the second Beis HaMikdash? Not only was it Godel b'shanim and begeva, it was Godel because that's where that inner part of the hidden part of the mish of the Aron was able to bring out the hidden part of the person, and therefore it was only because of that of the inner Mishkan, that the inner Aron that existed in the second Beis HaMikdash, that we were able to have a Beis HaMikdash. And that the Eibush is able to rest in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it exists even, he says, it exists in a hidden way, and therefore Abayis Hasheni, although it wasn't the revealed way in the Kodesh Kedoshim, it was in a, it's still, that is what is there till today. And he brings that Rambam, And he ends up saying that that is where, that that's really the existence that brings out eventually the Binyan HaMishkan, the Binyan HaBeis HaMikdash that will come back in the time of Mashiach.